KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be variably cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. And again, redeveloping this afternoon, a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Severe storms that rolled through parts of southwest into central Iowa early this morning dropped 1-inch diameter hail at around 4:15 a.m. in Bedford. The National Weather Service says 1.2 inches of rain also fell in a span of about 30 minutes. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for the area and for parts of Adair, Madison, Dallas, and Guthrie counties just before 5 a.m. and were capable of producing 60-mile-per-hour winds and quarter-sized hail, but there were no immediate reports of hail or damage. The Weather Service says strong to possibly severe storms will be possible through the day today, with increasing chances this evening into the overnight. Large hail and damaging wind are the main threats, along with locally heavy rainfall. A tornado chance cannot be ruled out later today. Periodic storm chances continue tomorrow through next Thursday. There's a chance for strong to possibly severe storms today through Sunday night. Large hail and damaging winds, again, the main threats. Localized heavy rainfall will be possible with all of the storm chances. River flooding and flash flood threats could increase into next week, with several rounds of possibly heavy rainfall expected the weekend into next week. So keep your ears to the radio, your eyes to the skies, and be listening for any weather updates as they occur. And we'll bring those to you here on KJAN and on our social media apps. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that on Thursday, deputies with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office arrested two men involved in a sexual abuse assault case in Sydney. 20-year-old Christian Brumbaugh of Sydney was arrested on two felony counts of sexual abuse and assault, while 19-year-old Anthony Kelsey, also of Sydney, was arrested for one count of felony sexual abuse assault. Both men were taken into custody at the law enforcement center and held without bond until their initial court appearance. A traffic stop at around 12:45 a.m. today in Red Oak resulted in the driver of a vehicle being taken into custody on an OWI charge. 30-year-old Brittany Michelle Loudon of Red Oak was being held at the Montgomery County Jail with bond set at $1,000. The Creston Police Department reports that 44-year-old Cassandra Markham of Creston was arrested Thursday afternoon at the corner of Adams Street and North Sumner. She was charged with driving while suspended, failure to provide proof of financial liability, and registration violation. Markham's bond was set at $300. Also, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports one person died following a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon about 6 miles northwest of Greenfield. The Adair County Communications Center had received a cellular 911 call reporting a vehicle on its top in the 2000 block of Lewis Avenue in Adair County. The caller reported that someone was still inside of the vehicle, but they were unsure as to the extent of his or her injuries. The Greenfield Fire Department, Adair County Ambulance, and Adair County Sheriff were dispatched to the scene. Upon their arrival, first responders found 60-year-old John William Schmeling of Casey severely injured. Schmeling was extricated from the vehicle and was being transported to meet with a medical helicopter when he died en route. The preliminary investigation reveals that Schmeling lost control of his 2006 Ford F-150 on the gravel road before it rolled over and came to rest on its top. The accident remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol and Adair County Medical Examiner assisted with the investigation. And authorities say a man suffered severe burns during a fire in a Council Bluffs apartment. Council Bluffs police and firefighters were dispatched at around 10:20 a.m. Wednesday. They found the injured man outside of his home. He was taken to a hospital in nearby Omaha. No name has been released. The acting assistant fire chief says investigators suspect the fire resulted from a cooking accident. The apartment sustained minor damage. In our funeral announcements, James E. Tooley, age 77, of Walnut, died Sunday in Atlantic. Funeral services for James Tooley will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Dorothy Dottie Ann Burke Jacobs, age 90, of Villisca, died Monday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life for Dottie Jacobs will be today at 10:30 at Villisca United Methodist Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Ivo Finken, age 91, of Erling, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Ivo Finken will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wilma Leaders, age 96, of Oakland, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Wilma Leaders will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Recon V Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Joseph Springman, age 81, of Portsmouth, died Tuesday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Joseph Springman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bruce Ohms, age 65, of Anita, died Monday. No services are planned for Bruce Ohms, but a visitation will be held this afternoon from 2 until 4 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. John William Schmeling, age 60, of Casey, died unexpectedly Wednesday. Visitation for John Schmeling will be held tomorrow from 10 until 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey, followed by a celebration of life at 11 a.m. at Johnson Family Funeral Home, and Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Harold Huebner, age 89, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday, and a mass of Christian burial for Harold Huebner will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mildred Millie Peterson, age 97, of Parkersburg, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Millie Peterson will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Christine Sherman, age 85, of Panora, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Christine Sherman will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Geneva, Iowa. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. Wendy Sheeter, age 57, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Creston. Celebration of life services for Wendy Sheeter will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Don Culver, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. The celebration of life for Don Culver will be held on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.